Good morning, Rikhtim Chayodim. Good morning and good morning. Rikhtim Chayodim, Klaus Sama Zion, we're learning Simich of Ches. Hamaka Abivayimo Bosa Chaburus Chayav Chenik, a person who hits a parent and it causes a bleed, actual bleeding, the blood to come out of the body, causes a wound. So the Torah says the punishment for that is Chiyav Mrs. Bezdin, he's Chayav Chenik. Ubalochaburu, if however it does not cause a open wound, and El Balav, he's over alive in the Torah. Maloikin Kadin Mahamak Echami Yisrael. He gets Malkus for that. So two scenarios which come up that the Chayyim is going to talk about in Simen Chav Tes is when a situation where it's done for a valid purpose, for a medical purpose. What about the situation? Can the child be Makah the parent in that situation? The second situation we mentioned, the Chacham does not get involved in, is what happens when the child does it when he's young. What type of responsibility does the child have vis-a-vis the parents, vis-a-vis Hashem when he becomes an adult, to repair the aver that he did when he was a katan? We did touch on this concept before in Klal Samavov. What type of tshuva does one have to do as an adult for what a child has done, something that he has done as a child? Let's clarify first the first question, and we'll go back to the second question. Simen Chav Tes, Hayakaitz Tochav L'Aviv. The father has a splinter. So, Lo Yotzi Enu, the child should not be the one who takes the splinter out from the father. Because it's very possible, in the context of removing the splinter, that he will move it a little bit, etc., and cause the father to bleed. So obviously, if he just removes the splinter straight, whatever bleeding was there was due to the splinter, not due to the child. The child is actually stopping the bleeding, so that's obviously mutter. But many times in the process, it doesn't pull out easily, and the child has to pull hard, and it will cause more bleeding, even though it's worthwhile, because the final result will be that the splinter is removed, the pain is removed, the bleeding is stopped. But along the way, it causes more bleeding, and that's going to be usher for the child to do, because the child is making a chabura in the parent. If the child is a doctor, lo yakiz lo yadama, you should do something called bloodletting, which they felt that removing some of the blood of the person made the person more healthy. But the process is to cut in certain places and let blood out of the body. So that's an act of making a wound in the parent. In a scenario where a person has to amputate, chas v'sholem, person has gangrene and they have to amputate a limb, it's saving the person's life. But you're making a chabura, so the child should not do this. But it's talking about a scenario where there's somebody else who could replace the child to be the doctor to do this for the father. So the child should not be the one who does it. I will remain shom acher if there's nobody else there. There's nobody else who could do this process. So in the scenario of being chaytuch the aver, that's obviously going to be mutter, it's a kadosh v'fashas, and it's going to be doicha, the iser and the Torah of being maka aviv. So that's obvious. But what about the case of the kaytuch? It's not life-threatening. We don't have the heter of a kadosh v'fashas. So is it going to be mutter for the child to remove the splinter from the parent in the situation where the only person who's available to do it is the child? So the Chayyim says, "V'humit stayer." There's nobody else there, and the father is in pain. So the child is allowed to do the processes of hakaza, etc., as the father allows the child to do. Means the mechila of the parent, in this sense, is effective. So in the scenario where there's nobody else available, we do allow the child to do this process, predicated on the fact that the parents wants the child to do this, so it does not have a label of a hakor, it has a label of a refuah. So we change the label to what this is, and therefore it is not an act of hakor, it's an act of the opposite of hakor, and it's mutter. Even so, we do not rely on this swara in a scenario where somebody else is available. We'll have to clarify in the next year, what about a situation where there are other people available, but the child obviously is willing to do it for the parents for free, and the other doctors would charge money. So what about that situation? We'll clarify that business in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.